Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, I was born in New Jersey, and I moved to Denver, Colorado, from my mother's house when I was about six. She got completely cured from TB, and we went back to New Jersey.
Did you like it in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. Well, our relationship was there.
Could you tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on you?
I guess my mother.
What lessons did they teach you? What lessons did they teach you?
Well, she was very honest. I just loved her so much. I wish I could talk to her now.
Could you tell me about the love of your life?
Do what?
Could you tell me about the love of your life?
What my life was like?
The love of your life.
Marie! She wants to know about Marie.
Marie was here.
She used to live here. We loved her.
Yeah.
Could you tell me about the happiest memories together?
Well, we went on many cruises. And we went to many islands. We went to Italy. We went to England. Yeah, we had a good life.
What was your favorite, like, place that you went on the cruise?
England.
England?
Well, not on the cruise, but favorite place was England. You know why?
Why?
We could understand each other.
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you could share with me?
Not really.
Have you ever had a profound religious experience? Will you share it with me?
Yeah, I've had religious experience. Well, my brother-in-law met this individual who said he was Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I said, it can't be. But I prayed about it. And what people showed up at my door, you won't believe, you know, to show me it wasn't. Anyway, I'm not going into that anymore.
Okay. Could you tell me what your favorite holidays are?
I guess Christmas.
Christmas? Do you have any, like, family traditions surrounding that holiday?
No, not really.
When were you in the military?
When I was in the Army?
Yeah.
When I turned 18, they drafted me, and I was in the Army. And we went overseas. I ended up in France and into Germany.
Well, I guess being that you were drafted, it really didn't motivate you, but, like, were you motivated to be in the Army?
Did I want to be?
Yeah.
I had no choice. I was colorblind. They wouldn't take me in the Navy.
Describe your transition from the military to civilian life.
Yeah, there wasn't much to it. I got a part-time job. And I went to see my girlfriend.
Was it easy or difficult? Was it easy or difficult?
Was it easy or what?
Difficult.
No.
Like the change.
No problem.
Could you tell me why it wasn't like a change?
I really can't tell you why, but it wasn't.
If you could share one piece of advice for my generation, what would it be?
Get an education. Get an education. And if you're a boy, or if you don't want to get an education, learning go to carpenter school or plumbing school, get into a trade. There will always be work for a tradesman. And what was your position? They always need a plumber, they always need an electrician, carpenter, painter.
What have you accomplished personally or professionally that makes you the proudest?
Well, I built a few houses. I drew plans and I drew, built them. And I sell the one I was living in and move into the new one. I've done that quite a few times.
Did you like going to school when you were growing up?
No.
Could you tell me why?
I was always in a fight. Every day I had a fight in school, out in Colorado. And I think that reason was because I'd never get back to New Jersey, where all our relation was. I really think that was my problem.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job to be?
I figured I'd probably be a carpenter like my father. He was a carpenter. I learned to trade with him. And when I was 70 years old, I was retired. We moved down to the shore, Jersey Shore. And I said to my wife, I said, I'm not hanging around home. So I went out and I got a job. They went to a stair company. They said, oh, we aren't hiring, but here's an application. Well, I filled out the application, and I got home, the phone rang, when can you start? They didn't realize I'm a carpenter. So that's what I did. I worked till I was 79, just to have something to do.
Did you like working as a carpenter?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Well, I guess that's all I have. Thank you for your interview and thank you for your service.
You're quite welcome.